the air, I'm going to go ahead and call this Health and Social Services Committee meeting to order. The time is 11:44. We are scheduled till noon. We have 5 appointments to consider. They're all reappointments. Should go rather quick. Next item on the agenda is roll call.
Congressman Shaw?
Here.
Speaker Pratt?
That's it.
Congressman Maker?
Here.
Congressman Mason? Congressman Norris? Congressman Walker?
Here. We have a quorum. Congressman Mason is, he had a doctor's appointment today, and he did provide proper and adequate notice that he wouldn't be here. And Congressman Norris, he had a car wreck in the last couple of days, and he just had an unexpected phone call that he's got to take regarding that. So anyway, that's why he's not here. He is in the area, but anyway, I just wanted to make that noted. Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes. Please review the minutes from April 17th. Oh. Thank you, Congressman. Let's go to prayer, would you? Be that for us, please, sir. Mr. Maker?
Yes, yes, sir. As I was preparing to talk to the Lord, in thoughts of what comes, in thoughts of what comes, you can say, but say it by, I'm very God, even my heart, I can't tell you come there. What you see, you can see, like I did, what I become, I know you can see, you can see, I can see, like I did, what I become, I could have to be in shape. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for this beautiful day, and I want you to give us the wisdom and knowledge that you have given our leaders of the past, that we can make the right decisions for our nation and all the needs of our people, the elders, the children, all of our people, and the service people, and make sure our people has food, Heavenly Father, they can nurse and feed their families, and I hope they can have a good job. They can take care of their families and all their relatives, and their elders can't take care of themselves. So all these things we ask in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Congressman Maker, always good to hear your language. Now, let's review the minutes from April the 17th.
Motion to approve the minutes for April 17th.
Second. Motion to approve the minutes as presented by Speaker Pratt, seconded by Congressman Shaw. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, no. Okay, the minutes are approved. Next item on the agenda is consideration of possible action regarding qualification and any legal or ethical barriers for the following appointees. Bless you, Speaker Pratt.
I hurt.
Hurt so good, though, right? All right, so the first appointee is, well, we have two, both Carla Brown and Debbie Cheshawala, both of the Home Health Board. The wishes of the committee, how do you guys want?
I think we should do it still both one at a time, but it's going to take a long time.
Okay. Congressman Shaw?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to, for the committee to report out Carla Brown as an appointment to the Home Health Board as being experienced by education or experience, and presents no legal barriers, no ethical or legal barriers to service.
Second.
Okay, motion by Congressman Shaw, seconded by Speaker Pratt. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay, Carter Brown will be reported to Congress as all that good language that we use, being qualified by education experience and has no legal or ethical barriers for service to the Home Health Board. Speaker Pratt.
I make a motion to confirm Debbie Tushawala. Confirm Debbie Tushawala to the Home Health Board as being a qualified candidate by education and experience, and that there are no ethical or legal barriers to service.
Second.
Okay, there is a motion and a second. I will point out, we're not confirming, we're just reporting that the candidate.
Yeah, see, you said the word. I said
no, you
something
said it, and I kind of questioned it.
Oh.
Confirm?
Question mark? Okay.
My wife's a woman.
Report.
Communicator, so. Order, order.
Good listener.
Okay, so
report to Congress that she is a qualified candidate by education experience and that there are no legal, ethical or legal barriers to service.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Okay, so that's, she withdrew and reasserted.
Second.
Seconded by Congressman Shaw. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. All right, Debbie Tushawala will be reported out. Okay, the next appointee to consider is Mike Moore, the current chairman of the Health Authority Board. I think this would be his maybe third term. It's to a term of 3 years. Congressman Maker.
Thank you, Chairman. I would like to make a motion to report to Congress that Mr. Moore, the candidate for the Health Authority Board, is qualified by education and experience and has no obvious legal barriers or ethical concerns to serve on the board.
Second. All right, thank you. Okay, we have a motion by Congressman Maker in regards to Mike Moore, the Health Authority Board. It was seconded by Speaker Pratt. Is there any discussion? Okay, seeing none, all those in favor of the motion say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay. Mike Moore will be reported out. Those listening, Congressman Norris has joined us. Some of your personal business taken care of there, didn't you, sir? All right, good deal. All right, the next appointee to consider is Nancy Kyle, also to the Health Authority Board. By Speaker Pratt, seconded by Congressman Maker. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay. So Nancy Kyle will be reported out. Okay, the last appointee to consider is Bill Thorne, also to the Health Authority Board for a three-year term. Congressman Shaw?
I've known Mr. Thorne for a few years, and last fall, following the session, he was appointed to the board, so has been sworn in, has been serving for a number of months. And so now he comes to, is presented to Congress for confirmation. I guess I was surprised at first that he hadn't, but I recall the timeframe that he was on. He's probably, as far as knowledge about tribally compacted clinics, he's probably the most knowledgeable one on the board at this time. And actually, during his time that he served so far, he had retired from the Bend Cottawatomie Clinic. And so his experience in tribal clinics is extensive. He's retired commission corps, as I recall, for IHS, and then also tribal clinics. So he's been on both sides. So I think he's an excellent addition. I don't think, since he's not having to commute from Maya to Kansas, that's easier for him now. I believe he lives in the Shawnee area. But I think that I certainly would support his, and would like to make the motion at this time that we report out Bill Thorne Jr. as being qualified by experience in education, and that there are no ethical or legal barriers to service.
Second.
Okay, been a motion by Congressman Shaw, seconded by Congressman Norris. Any discussion? Okay, seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay, Bill Thorne Jr. will be reported out to the Health Authority Board to a three-year term. That brings us to adjournment if there's no other discussion. Sir, there's a motion to adjourn by Congressman Maker, seconded by Congressman Shaw. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
We are adjourned. Thank you, committee.
Was he ever over 20?
No.